Greg, the Spring 2025 Keystone Business Climate Survey, of course, one of the things we frequently ask businesses, what are the major problems that they're facing? And it was fairly consistent for many years, changed a lot as many things did after 2020. It seems like inflation continues to be bedeviling businesses large and small.
Yeah, it's been a real problem for our small business members. The price of their goods has increased over the last several years, and some industries more than others. But I think that inflation and the cost of goods, we're experiencing this on a daily basis when we go to the gas station, when we go to the grocery store, and it's affecting our small businesses all the same, right? Their products are going up in cost, and they really only have one outlet to alleviate some of that pain. Is it the small business industry? They can either eat that money and make less profit, or they can pass it on to the consumers. And let's be honest, our small business owners aren't millionaires, multimillionaires oftentimes, right? So they really have only one relief valve there, and that's to raise prices on consumers.
And that appears to be what has happened in a number of cases. But what's interesting, we further asked whether the impact of inflation was significant. We had 40% that said it was significant, and another 43% that said it was moderate. So that's over 80%.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing number, right? I think that there hasn't been one industry that has been not touched by inflation. And so I think it's a wide-ranging problem. We obviously now are experiencing a little bit with the tariffs and the cost of goods potentially going up. But President Trump has been pretty quick on this, and it hasn't been lingering out there for too long, and you know, looks like we're going to get a deal with China. Mm-hmm. And so I think some of the long-term angst and fear about pricing was how long is this going to stretch out and how long is this going to play out? But I think from our perspective, the tariffs and inflation are certainly troublesome. But I think many of our folks see the long-term goals here, though.
We did ask folks whether or not tariffs were having a positive or negative impact. It was split. About 42% said positive, because let's face it, we have had an unfair playing field with many of our trading partners, and it puts our domestic companies at a disadvantage. But about a third said that the tariffs were impacting them negatively. Another 20% said it's too early to tell. So do you think that's the too early to tell is more the case here than anything else?
I do. I think it is too early to tell, quite honestly. And I also think it depends on the day of the week that these folks answered the questions, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. I think every morning we wake up and there's a new deal in place, or they're making a new announcement on a certain product or a company and the investment in America. And so I think if our small businesses can make it through just a little bit more pain, I think that there may be a bright future in the future.
Yeah. And in terms of those issues that are causing concern for the business community, second, right behind inflation, were current economic conditions, also future economic conditions, a bit unsettled out there at the moment?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's what we've seen here at NFIB. We've seen a lot of our numbers come back from our members just saying they're uncertain about the next 6 months. They don't necessarily know if it's going to be better, worse, mm-hmm. or about the same, right? And so they're really, you know, kind of holding their cash on hand. They're not making major purchases or making major endeavors and expanding their business right now. They're kind of holding their cash, and they want to see how this all plays out. But then again, you look at their third most commented on one, which is locating qualified employees.
Yep.
This is dating back prior to even the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the workers, right? We have a lot of folks sitting on the sidelines right now that aren't involved in the workforce, but they are of working age, they have no dependents, and they're collecting social assistance. And so hopefully we'll see some of these folks coming back to the workforce here as legislation moves on the federal and state level. We'll get some of these workers back into the workforce, have them paying taxes and being gainfully employed.
It's interesting, Greg. We've been taking this survey twice a year now for 30 years, actually. So we have quite a historical record to look at. Until relatively recently, the last 5 or 6 years, taxes always was the biggest concern of businesses, followed by regulation. But in this survey, taxes and regulation have sort of fallen off to almost an afterthought.
It has. We're in such a politically charged environment, unfortunately, right now. I think that whichever way you lean, it's there are some strong feelings on either side, and some of these policies are seen as divisive. And it's, I think it all depends on where you stand personally, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you put your business owner and business owner hat on simply, then it really is about taxes, and it's about that bottom line. It's about ensuring that you can make payroll on Friday morning, and that your employees are getting paid. And you know, you might have to go without a paycheck this pay period, but at least your employees are getting paid. I think from business owners, we're still seeing a lot of concern about the economy, taxes, inflation, supply chain. But I think that optimism, while shaky right now, I think we will start to see it level out, and we will start to see our economic conditions improving.
You did mention the fact that a lot of businesses are having difficulty finding and keeping qualified employees. And one of the components of the One Big Beautiful Bill, as it's called, that's going through Congress, is a work requirement for getting Medicaid assistance. Do you see the whole issue of, first of all, reauthorizing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and the fact that that could put more people back in the workforce, is this a positive thing? Is this something businesses need? Because I think there was a provision in that act that really benefited small business in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. So NFIB has been working day and night for several years now to get the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, mainly the 20% small business tax deduction, reauthorized. Without that provision being reauthorized, you know, our small businesses and individuals are going to be in for a very large tax increase. Okay. So we need to get those reauthorized. Absolutely, for sure. The work provisions in there, I think the largest component of Medicaid right now are single males with no dependents of working age. And I don't know. I went to work at 14 at McDonald's, not because my parents made me, but because I wanted a little extra change in my pocket, right? I wanted to not live off of somebody else's dole. I wanted to make my own and have my own money, right? I think we've kind of gotten away from that. And that worker attitude, we've kind of, through the pandemic, in the aftermath of the pandemic, expanded social benefits to a level at which they are unsustainable. They were never meant to be sitting at home on the couch as a single, no dependent, working age male. I mean, it's time to get up off the couch, and it's time to go back to work, quite honestly.
It certainly is. We are talking with Greg Moreland, the state director for the National Federation of Independent Business. We are discussing results of the Spring 2025 Keystone Business Climate Survey. And Greg, every survey that we've taken over these 30 years, we've always asked this one question. In general, do you think business conditions in Pennsylvania are better, the same, or worse than they were 6 months ago? Once again, and this has been the story for the last 6 or 7 years, we see by more than a 2-to-1 margin, the businesses responding, large and small, are finding that business conditions are getting worse.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective. It can only get worse and worse and worse and worse before the bottom comes out, right? I think what you're seeing is kind of a reflection of the attitude of the federal government right now, and the change in administration and the dramatic change in policy from one administration to another. If we look back 6 months ago, we're starting at beginning December, late December, right? That's after the election, before a new president came in. You know, I don't know. I think that the tariffs have kind of shaken many in the business industry. And it all depends on what sector of the economy you're in and whether these tariffs have an impact on you. If you get all of your product from China, of course, then I think that you're going to see that your your numbers are looking worse, right? And so I think that the tariffs have had a major effect on that. And I think that we're going to shortly see a lot of those fears kind of dissipate. And I would expect a slightly different reading, I would say, in the fall once this has kind of played out a little bit. But I will say that they did have better outlook on the future conditions. Yeah. And the majority of respondents believed that business sales would increase or remain the same over the next 6 months. So while some in the business community are saying that it's worse from 6 months ago, they're expecting it to then get better in 6 months. So I think that's an interesting perspective.
And we are only, what, 4 or 5 months into the Trump administration. So a lot of the policies that the president is pursuing have yet to really kick in. The economy doesn't turn on a dime.
No, I mean, President Trump has been working at warp speed thus far, it appears. And but still, government does not just flip a switch and dramatically change overnight. These are long processes. There's legislation that needs to be gone through. The political and policy process is not one that is as quick as the private market and the private enterprise where you can make decisions and change overnight.
One of the aspects of the business climate survey is that we always ask a question about the job performance of various elected and appointed officials. We have our first numbers here for President Donald Trump in his second term, about half positive, a little less, 43% negative. What do you make of that?
You know, I think when you take that positive at almost 50 and you take the negative at almost 43, it's 93. There's only 7% of people that don't have an opinion about President Trump. I think if you look through these numbers, you see that some have no opinion as high as, you know, 39, 40, 47%. They have no opinion for some of these elected officials. But everybody has a position on President Trump. I think it's an interesting one. I think it's reflected nationally. I think you would see similar numbers, quite honestly.
Yeah, it does track the national numbers fairly well. Governor Josh Shapiro, who is up for re-election next year, he's about the same place as President Trump is, just under 50% positive, a lower negative at about 29%, but about a quarter don't have an opinion of the governor.
Yeah, and I think there's reason that some folks don't necessarily have an opinion about the governor. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because not a whole lot has happened in the Commonwealth in the last 2 years. I think his major crowning achievement is fixing I-95 in 12 days or so.
You mean he hasn't got stuff done?
He says he gets stuff done. I'm a guy that likes things in black and white and numbers and charts and graphs. And, you know, I can't necessarily point to this dramatic change that we've seen over the last couple of years. He's, you know, look, he's a good gentleman. Right? He's a very good speaker. He's almost Obama-esque,
yes.
May I say.
Yeah.
And so that comes off very well to the public. He talks about getting stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the proof is in the pudding. And look, the prior legislature had already lowered the tax rate for the CNIT. This is not something that he was driving the train on. But I think that's the major crowning achievement of the, you know, is he was governor at a time where taxes have come down. I don't know what else to point to, really, but he didn't do it. He's not the genesis for it.
Well, he's sort of like the rooster taking credit for the sunrise on a lot of these things.
Absolutely.
We'll see how he tries to take credit for President Trump's big deal with U.S. Steel and Nippon. So,
yeah, I know our friends in the Manufacturing Association were working very hard on that, and I think that it's all come to a very good resolution. I would like to say that Governor Shapiro was involved in those conversations, but I think word is that
this was pretty much a Donald Trump deal.
Absolutely.
And just to follow up here, we do have three statewide row office or constitutional offices, Attorney General, Auditor General, State Treasurer, very high no opinions. People seem to either not know or not really pay much attention to those offices.
Yeah, they're just kind of the background cast of characters, I think, to the general folks out there. They're just they're supporting office, statewide office holders. But, I mean, you tell me what the Auditor General does. I mean, I know what the Auditor General does, but it's, you know, to the common person, it's not necessarily a job that they think about quite often.
No, but they do perform vital functions.
They do.
We have been talking with Greg Moreland, who is State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business here in Pennsylvania. Greg, tell us a little bit about what NFIB does. Also, where can folks find you?
Sure, absolutely. We are the National Federation of Independent Business. We are a nationwide, nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. And we're simply there to advocate on behalf of our small business owners to own, operate, and grow their business free of intrusive government interference. We think that business owners know best how to operate their business, and government should kind of just get out of the way. And so you can find our information at nfib.org. We do have a Pennsylvania page that you can toggle down to on there. We have a wonderful national effort and a lot of work being done in Congress and a lot of work being done in all 50 state capitals. And so proud of my organization for everything that they've done in the past and will do in the future.
Greg Marlin from the National Federation of Independent Business talking about the Spring 2025 Keystone Business Climate Survey. You can read all the numeric results at lincolninstitute.org or patownhall.com. Greg, we'll do it again in the fall. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Lemon.